So this is Daily Shmainer. Damn, did it start on time? Whatever. You caught what you caught. We just started. It's fine. Jump in. Just have a seat. Daily Shmainer number 284. It's tough right now, man. It's tough because there's a lot of things going on in the world, and I'm not interested in acting like everything's okay. But on the same token, just on the other side, I don't feel like, I feel like that universe, the universe that we're living in with all our society and like that, yes, big bad, this is very serious, the stuff that's happening, like genuinely, I don't know what we're gonna have to do, but the things that are happening as far as like lawmaking and general public success, acceptance of AI, training, free training, and all types of shit. Where was I? Oh yeah, I was talking about how I don't want to think about that anymore. Something must be done, but I'm not gonna lie to you. Don't look at me, because I'm not here. I've decided I'm not here to save the world. I would like to be an ally to a lot of different things and an advocate for a lot of different things. That's not what we're talking about today, unfortunately. So, on to the other side of the coin. Why do I even feel like I gotta address that side of the coin? Because bad is that serious. The other side of the coin is like, hey. Hey. Anyways, okay. Serious. Yeah, I just have a lot of energy right now, G. Okay, so yeah. The other thing. This is the thing about, like, we have so much serious shit going on in the world. Very dead ass serious. Very troubling, very concerning, will affect all of us forever. Is happening right now. Non-consensually, in a way. Okay, cool. Back to the other side of the coin. Let's get back on the cozy side. We're on the better side of the coin now. Have I been covering up the mic with my finger this whole time? We don't know. All right. Better side of the coin. Better side of the coin is in my cinematic universe, in the Shmay happenings. It is also Armageddon, but in like a like very chill way. It's kind of like if it's the end of the world, but you're Willy Wonka. You know what I mean? Where it's like, ah, I could kill time in this little, oh, you know, utopia I've created. So that's what I'm doing. And I have responsibilities. I have, like, tech that has to come in. It's supposed to come in today. It did not. I got to send out invoices tomorrow. I got bills. I spent time with my grandma today. I have responsibilities. And I have people waiting on replies for me. And so, I mean, I feel like if you know me, you should not be offended. Or not even you should not be. Let me not say that. If you know me, that's it. If you know me, then you know what's going on. This is how I am. But if you don't, I could definitely see where it would be like, what is this lady? Is this lady going to just talk to her phone and not me? Yes. Unfortunately, she is. So here I am talking to my phone. And I'm in an art time. I'm having an art time. Like, I literally feel like for the past 3 hours, it's been like, if I don't make stuff, my body's gonna explode. And that's how it feels. Like, I guess what I want to talk about on this side of the fucking coin is that, like, I stopped judging butterflies a while ago. I used to call them nature's crackheads, which is very offensive. I understand. I also just use the term crackhead a little bit too freely, which I'm trying to stop doing. I'm gonna stop doing it now. And if you hear me later, like, in the futures, being, like, flippantly saying crackhead, I want you to ask me about it or something. Like, you know, you can say something. I don't know. What. Anyways, enough time travel. Duh. We're here. I'm also just very chaotic. And so, the reason I stopped judging butterflies is because, like, I found out just a tiny portion of what science knows about the butterfly experience. And, like, they taste things with their feet. They got this, like a bunch of insects have, like, this, you know, they see these, they can see, and I don't really know what sight is for them, but, like, way beyond just the visible light spectrum, like all types of shit going on, like electromagnetic shit they can feel with their wings or whatever it is. Like, this is not Animal Planet. This is just a side story. Okay. So look that up on your own if you find that interesting. There's a butterfly expert somewhere that's waiting on you. But anyway, so like I stopped judging them a little, because like if you watch a butterfly like out, when you see one next time, just like try to follow it a little bit. And it's like, damn bitch, relax, like this motherfucker is doing parkour. It's a chaotic flight pattern. It's so it's stressful to watch low-key, like if you're not just like, oh, pretty butterfly. Like if you really like zoom in and like pretend you're that size, you're like, fuck, Jesus Christ, it's like being thrown around in a blender. And you know, when I realized how much sensory information like this little body is processing, I'm sure it's honestly probably not painful because their brains are probably proportionate. You know, I like the way things are designed in the world, the universe. Shout out to God. 10 out of 10. Perfect, if you will. Pardon me. But anyway, so back to my point. I am in my butterfly time, where everything feels so much, and I feel so much, and it's just like there's emotion and energy and thoughts and shit pouring out of me, and also at any time they can also be pouring into me, and there's people I know and love that I want to check on, but like I the desire to check on someone and the capacity to do anything, like to actually receive the information that I desire, two totally different things, unfortunately, right now. And that's just me trying to listen to my body. Like, I'm sure that's the other thing too, is I'm in a space where like we're not forcing me to do shit. I'm gonna do the things I need to do, like the shit will get done, but like right now, like I sent my like what 3 emails today, and that's all I had for America, and this little like tidbit that you're getting now. But like, as I just don't, there's too much information being thrown at me from so many different angles, and there's way too little like comfort or reassurance. So I'm not forcing myself to do anything. I'm negotiating, obviously, as you would with a very intelligent toddler, to get myself to eat meals, send emails, drive the speed limit, period. So, you know, I mean, like, the good things get done, like, the you know, Batman's winning, you, allegedly, whatever, terrible example, fuck that, just remove that reference. I know I've said it now, and I'm not gonna edit it out, so it's here, but I want you to know, I don't regret a lot of things, I regret that. anyways, I think my point is just that, like, I want to honor the fact, like, I want to do what I did for the butterfly, you know, where it's, like, for a while, I just kind of get by, like, making fun of how I am to other people, because I think that, like, I have a habit of, if I, like, call out what's wrong with me and apologize in advance, like, maybe it'll make it less terrible for everyone else, or, like, maybe I'll get in trouble less, you know, and not, like, in trouble less, like, less accountability, like, genuinely, like, I just got in trouble for a lot of shit, and, like, most of my survival mode is based around minimizing the pain, of, like, disproportionate punishment. So, anyways, there's a little information you do not need to know. Bang, we're gonna back out of the driveway of my subconscious. It's the point being, man, is that it's really hard to be this right now. Not hard. It is just, it's not hard to be me. It is just a very serious undertaking. It is a very commanding activity. It's taking all of me to just exist right now. And, like, to be able to listen to all the, like, whims of, like, my body and mind and, like, spirit and stuff. And, like, keep up with my calendar and, like, know what time it is and, like, go to bed and, like, try not to, like, destroy my body and, like, you know, fucking, there's a lot of shit that I gotta get done. And there's, and, like, in a dead ass sense, in an adulting sense, in a career sense, and then, or, like, in a client sense, and also in, like, a career lifetime sense, like, I don't know, you know, there's some things I gotta sort out. I'm in a priority, I think I talked about this last one, I'm in a priority resetting time. Like, what is my new priority? Like, the priorities I set before, I knew the whole world was gonna be just as fucking chaotic as I am, were different, because I thought it was, like, me against the world. Now I'm like, oh, the world's turning up. The world's turning its ass. So, and plus, even before I knew the world, like, this whole time between when I set my priorities and now, I was thinking, like, my goal was to not show my ass and to, like, be an adult. And now it is to be an adult that shows their ass. Like, and showing my ass here is a metaphor, or, like, a symbol, really, for, for being the butterfly. Like, I have the instruments I've been born with and given are insane to me and take up a lot of my energy, and being alive in this time, I'm not a camera, I'm not a phone, I'm not, like, a piece of technology, you know what I mean? Living, breathing in this bitch. So while I am a piece of technology, just like all of you, a little, like, consciousness experiment, that's cool, that's dope. In addition, I'm also, like, a living being, and I'm just kind of coming to terms with the fact that, like, now that I'm not damning myself for being myself, and now that I'm, like, not in the middle of, like, grieving, or, like, you know, I'm not in the middle of, like, being, like, coming to terms with it anymore, it's now just, like, I have come to terms-ish with why I don't work well in every environment, and why some things are not tolerable for me, and why they might be for other people, or why I need so much stuff. And, like, why I'm called to do the things I am. Like, the whole why thing is, like, dope. But it's also, it's a step in a very long process. So, like, now that we're beyond that, and not beyond that, because that's always, like, that's always a part of the steps. But now that, like, we're not new to the steps. I'm just, like, I need to give my experience, like, the gravity that it deserves, because no one else is. You know, even the people that love and respect me, and, like, everyone, and literally I am so loved, care, like, people are so patient and supportive of me. I cannot tell you enough. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to be me, in a sense of, like, I couldn't ask for, I don't even know what I'm saying. There's, like, low-key, like, just understand I'm grateful. We'll just put that, like, put this whole thing in a Ziploc, and we're gonna label it grateful. And we're gonna get back to the point now. And the point is that, like, this is really hard for me. Like, to go to the store today, I went to 2 stores with my grandma. And I love my grandma. But she likes to listen to, like, the news in the car. And also talk to me at her volume. And also drive. And also, I never know how long anything will take me, so I definitely don't know when other people are involved. And I'm, like, waiting for an email back to see if my client is available for the call time we had set, and, like, I'm just a bit stimmied, man. Like, I'm taking in a lot, and it's, like, it's really, it's hard for me to keep my own space clean. And it's hard for me to keep everything running around here. Like, my whole business is on me until I hire somebody. Like, it's all on me, nigga. Like, which I love. I love this shit. I don't know that I'm built, especially in the last few years, I don't know that there was any other way. You know what I mean? Like, the way it happened is the way it needed to, type shit. I love it here. Great. 10 out of 10. But, it's like the world is not built for me, and that's perfectly fine. I don't really know if anybody feels like it is. That's none of my business either. Like, how comfortable other people are in the world, or how uncomfortable, or how, like, how, you know, we all feel weird. Like, fuck that. I don't care. No offense. Like, that sort of solidarity and weirdness doesn't actually bring me comfort. It never really has. Like, that little, like, comparison piece of, like, but, you know, we all, you know, I don't even know what I'm saying right now. It's sounding pretty ungrateful, but we're going to put a pin in that judgment and just ride it out or whatever. I'm just going to talk about my experience. My experience is that it's so fucking hard to keep track of who's talking to me at any one time. It's so hard to tell whether I need a break or whether I'm just lazy. It's also very hard to keep track of all the terrible things that are happening, especially knowing that they're being delivered to me through systems that are not on my side and are not unbiased. And that the information we're giving is obviously a very small percentage of the truth of that matter. And the truth, even the concept of truth within the matters that I'm talking about, as far as like the power of that be, truth is a very interesting word to be used in that moment, but that's what I got. The facts, if you will. I don't feel like any sort of, I think what I like now about where I'm at in life, part of my experience, like the relief, there is none. No, the relief is that I don't have to worry about how it's all gonna work out. I don't have to, if it is, it did, if like the way I am, I don't have to do anything about, which is great. That does lift a huge burden off of myself that I told myself I had to carry for a long time. But since that's not my responsibility, my responsibility is just to be that person, be that thing, be the artist, be the schmay, be the neighbor, be the human, be the body, whatever, be the voice behind the little, you know, the voice in the earphones or the headphones or whatever the hell. That's fine. Except for it's not, this is just an insane experience. Like, to be in the body is an insane experience. Like, you got, like, to know that I don't really trust water, even though water is the stuff of life. It is the God-given miracle. And yet it is being pretty much, like, terrorist attacked by capitalism at a very violent and public rate. Like these, the world is not, does not make me, the world fuck the world. Not to fuck the world. I'm sorry. That's rude. I love it here. I love the earth. I love the people. Even when they do bad things, even when I do bad things. What am I trying to say? I guess I'm trying to say, like, I feel really bad at times for how I don't conform or, like, fit into, like, these things that seem to work, air quotes, and, like, these systems of stuff. And, like, I, too, desire for the systems to work. It's not even like I'm like, oh, everyone else wants me to fit in the box. Like, no, I'd be like, damn, I'd be trying the boxes on. Like, looking for a little bit of relief from, like, being in charge and thinking of everything and, like, you know. I'm trying to simplify and organize things. Because if I don't get more efficient and this world keeps getting noisier, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a genuine need for defense in this world. I don't know if you notice, based on the economy, or, I don't know, politics, human rights, war, the job market, the disability rights, racism, climate change. Ooh, if you know, I don't even remember what the original point is. It's that encompassing out there. And then on top of it,
even when I forget about all these things, my body is like, my body and my brain and like these little thoughts, which I understand do not actually have any power and are not necessarily true, but I'm just gonna just like, they, I still fight them bitches. So I'm gonna tell you about a couple of them. Genuine experience that I have is that one of the most is like one, you know, the same voice that's like, okay, like turn off the light in that room. The same voice that's like, okay, cool, time to eat breakfast. Or the same voice that's like, oh, your shoe's untied. You know, that voice in my head, it will be the same sound. I'm not gonna pretend like it's the same speaker, but it's the same sound. It's the same familiarity, same tone. No, different tone. But it's like a, that same flavor of experience of hearing from that same thing will be like, if you don't bring the right outfit with you on this trip, everything will be over. Like, there's something terrible will happen if you don't bring all these things in this suitcase. Something awful will happen if you don't brush your teeth the second time. like I'll brush my teeth, get ready to fucking leave, and be like, no, something's wrong. I have to go brush my teeth again. And again, like, I understand that these are just compulsions that I have to handle. But we're not done with my list, so that's enough. Don't solution me yet, motherfucker. Let's go on to the next one. So there's that. There's like the whole like compulsion to prepare in some real life action to-do list way. There's also like, I've never been pregnant, so I don't know what a pregnancy craving feels like. Thank God, you know, mashallah, I believe would be the best way to say that. Because, wow, blessed. And that is not to speak on anyone's experience or like, it's not a judgment. It's just for me. So anyways, next, moving on forward. What I imagine a pregnancy food craving is like, is the way that I experience sometimes. I want to hear a sound, or I want to, my like fucking bones will be ringing to get some. It's something. I gotta just like try a bunch of shit until they shut the fuck up. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy in here. And like, some days I'm a normal person. I'm just kidding. But I will say, like, it's not always this intense to be me. It's not always like so strong, so serious, so oversaturated. But sometimes it is. And sometimes it's like there's a hum coming from somewhere deep in my fucking brain matter. And I just feel like, I can't tell if it's like a friendly hum of like a generator or a computer or like a purring cat, or if it is like the hum of something giving me radiation. You know what I mean? Like, they're and all of this, all like everything I'm describing from the whole episode, the whole podcast is essentially just me declaring my relationship to a bunch of things, right? Like, me having my paranoia and my skepticism. And that's another part of this season that I'm in, and like these moments, is that like, you just start thinking, or like these thoughts become available to you that are just like not super helpful. not super helpful. And then you've got like real life mirroring a similar theme of like paranoia and like lack of rights and lack of transparency. And then you've got individual people offering you attention, off like trying to bargain for your time, trying to take privacy from you, like and again, it's not always nefarious, but it is still something pulling on me, while from inside my body something is pulling on me, while fucking society is pulling on me. And like, I signed up for a lot of this, not all of it, but a lot of it. And it's like to cope sometimes, I just gotta like let it all out. Like, I just gotta do what I did today, and like, you know, call didn't happen with my client. And like, from that moment forward, I just let all the, not all of them, but I just flowed with how my body and what I think is my body, or what I think is like me, whatever it wants to do, like whatever it's feeling. Like, there's a discomfort in my bones and my legs want to move. Okay, we're moving. There's a suggestion in my head of like, we need a different texture for that. We need a different texture for that. Not that one either. Not that one either. Not that one either. Pick that up. It's literally like I'm taking orders some days. And not because it's a voice or anything like that. It's just, it's like being being a magnet, or being a key, or being a puzzle piece. It's not unnatural for me to be compelled. It is just intense. And it is just something that, like, isn't always gonna fit into the world. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff I'm compelled to do is not for an end, typically. It is simply because while I am alive in this moment, in this time period, something needs to be done. Like, something needs to be done. I have to turn over a stone to make sure that I have proof for myself or somebody else that I was here. Like, that type of shit. The charade and the game that's going on around me about, like, who, what your name is, and, like, your taxes and shit. Like, I'm here for it, in theory and in practice. But, like, I'm dealing with a whole nother ecosystem in my head, and then in my head and my body, and then in my space, and then just being a woman, and then just being a human being with a regular, like, a body, you know what I mean? Like, just existing, being alive is a science project. What? You know what I mean? Like, it's too much for me right now. It's not too much for me. It's just too much for me to play the game while I'm this way. Like, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna do what I need to do. And, like, luckily, you know, I continue to be given opportunities and people and time and energy to be able to get the right things done. And I love that for me, and I'm grateful, and I try to pay things forward and everything. And I drop the ball often. But yeah, I'm just feeling beyond that lack of judgment for the butterfly. I'm feeling like I'm cheering it on at this point. Like, instead of me being like, that butterfly looks crazy, and then moving on to being like, damn, if I had all that information, that's how I would act too. Like, you know, moving from judgment, boo, pretty much sports fan energy, gen pop sports fan energy, moving over to like empathetic, allyship energy, and on to advocacy, and like actual support and recognition that, like, it's designed to be that way. And if I'm using my psychic energy to do anything other than encourage it, I'm going against my own design. And plus two, I hope it's not doing the same thing back. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a space right now. I'm a little too sensitive to be t- to be less. I can't be less right now. I can't be less right now. And so if there's spaces that require me to be less, I just can't go in them right now. They're not interesting to me right now anyways, most of the time. Or like, I'm gonna catch you later. Like, most of the things I can't handle right now will be there when I get back. And so that's my message to you, is I'll be right back. Okay, bye.